Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. That's Bruce Hornsby in the range, bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Catherine Crowley is one of the founders of K-Squared Consulting. Is that right? Did I say that right?
K-Squared Enterprises.
Yeah, Enterprises. K-Squared Enterprises. And the books include Working for You Isn't Working for You, for Me. Also, Working with You is Killing Me, if I remember correctly.
You got it.
And then Mean Girls at Work. It's just so interesting that they haven't written a book about mean boys at work. Perhaps that's because there aren't any mean boys. I don't know. I'm not sure. I'm just wondering. But all right, Catherine. Website. I need a website, please.
K-SquaredEnterprises.com. And on our website, by the way, we have a podcast
called
My Crazy Office.
That's K2 Enterprises, right?
K-Squared, yeah. It's the full word, K-Squared Enterprises.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. But if you do K2 Enterprises, you'll get there.
All right. And then the blog is what?
We have a podcast called My Crazy Office, and it's on our website, K-Squared Enterprises.
Mm-hmm.
And anyone who has a question about any kind of business relationship can send it there.
All right, and that's what she does with her partner, Kathy Elster. So, all right, we're talking about how does an employee get a raise from a small business owner where they work. I will say this: all the advantages of working for a small business that you listed and I helped you with last time. One of the disadvantages is we don't have a sophisticated compensation plan typically.
That's
most
right.
Small business owners don't have that. They don't have a scale, a range of, you know what I mean? Like major corporations, you show up and there's an HR department that's going to make sure you get your money when it's due. You know,
right. they have pay grades.
Yeah, all that stuff.
Yeah.
And there's some things in there where it can go up or down and you know, you have goals, et cetera, et cetera. But for a small business, it's a lot looser than that,
so
you do have to, you probably do have to be a little more of your own advocate when you work for a small business. I will give that information up for anybody listening. So how do you pay? How does this, if you come to me for a raise, Kathy, and I accept your proposal, you know, what do I do? How do I handle that?
Well, that's on the side of the business owners that you
yeah.
have to figure out. You have to determine what you're capable of doing and what you can do consistently. And that can be a tricky conversation as well. I mean, I think if you're a business owner, once your employee says, I'd like a raise, the first thing you say is, okay, let me go and look at the numbers. Let me see what I can offer you consistently.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll get back to you. And then if you realize that your cash flow is such that you really, there's, you know, it's only a small raise that you could provide, but there may be other things, as we talked about before the break, that you could offer, whether it's parking or transportation or
right.
education or attending professional conferences, then you come back with that as your offer. But it is key not to overextend, that can be very tempting to do.
That's exactly right. And if you do it accidentally, you actually could hurt the relationship, because if you give somebody a 10% raise, you know, right out of the box, you can't keep doing that every year.
Right.
If they work for you for a long time, and I know a lot of companies who've got employees who've been with them 20, 30 years.
Yeah.
You can't keep doing that every year.
And
so even though little raises may seem inconsequential, if you're going to be with me for a while, they mount up.
They do. And the other thing is that both parties have to understand that this is part of working with a small business. So
mm-hmm.
if your employee ultimately needs a large salary with lots of benefits, they really need to go to a larger corporation.
Right.
Or start their own.
Yeah, that's probably, I would say on the whole, big companies probably pay a little bit better than in general across the board. Maybe not certain positions, but another thing is, if you want more money, find a job in the company that has leverage compensation, where there's a commission or a bonus
right.
opportunity.
That's a great idea.
Or ask the boss, how can I earn? Because, see, this is the thing. Fixed income, fixed payroll is, you know, if it goes up very much, the expenses has got to cover that. But if you perform, if you do something that grows the pie, then you should get a piece of that pie. And that doesn't cost the company anything.
That's right. And that's a very creative way to go about it. In some cases, we've seen employees who take shares in the company, not huge shares, but some shares, so that they feel a sense of ownership.
Or profit sharing is another way to do that without diluting the ownership of the business.
Right.
One of the things that we do around here is what we've done is for, you know, when we have someone who stays with us for a while, is we give them raises, but we also at the end of the year we'll give them a check that's a bonus on top of their pay because we had a good year.
That's great. Yeah. So these are just things to think about, both from the business owner side and the employee side. And what Kathy and I always encourage is have the conversation. Mm-hmm. If you're an employee, prepare yourself. You know, cite your results, cite your achievements, ask for what you want if you can, if you feel ready to do that. Compare, go see what other people in comparable positions are being paid, just so that you know.
And if this person is a valued employee, thank your lucky stars they're asking you about it rather than just jumping ship without asking.
That's right.
They might be giving you doing you a favor by asking. Hey, Catherine, I need your website one more time, please.
K2EnterPrizes.com, and our podcast is My Crazy Office.
There you go. Catherine Crowley, ladies and gentlemen. Catherine, come back soon.
Will do, Jim.
Good job today.
Thank you. You too.
Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.